New York's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, says New Yorkers should go about their daily lives. As they pick up the pieces, some are angry, others are reaching out, and still more are trying to find meaning amidst the pain of last week's terror attacks. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New Yorkers may be returning to the routines of their lives, but the city still feels very different. A police officer from the Bronx said even in the tougher neighborhoods, there's virtually no crime. Many people say they're appreciating life more, and some are still scared.
Everybody's worried it's going to happen again.
Uptown in Harlem, Stephanie Ortiz is walking to the grocery store with her 5-year-old son, Christian, who's wearing a dinosaur t-shirt and a gold earring in one ear.
All the people are screaming and yelling, I don't know why.
Parents everywhere are trying to be supportive to their kids right now, but Ortiz says her son has been her backbone during the last week. Ortiz remembers on Tuesday, she and her husband lay down in bed with him and held each other.
Will you tell mommy that you're going to take care of me?
I took care of my mommy.
I explained to him what went on and, you know, how we're supposed to act and we're supposed to go on with our lives, even though we know that other families are suffering and we got to be brave, right?
Yeah.
And then when are you going to be when you grow up?
A firefighter.
Across the city, people are still reaching out to firefighters, police, each other, and even reporters.
We all wonderful. I love you all, and I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? But it's sad to see a bunch of wonderful people die for nothing.
On a street corner in Harlem, 24-year-old Edwin Rivera and his friend Cesar Ramirez stopped to buy an Italian ice. They're angry about the attack, and they are not in love with everyone in New York.
Anybody from the Middle East or whatever, I hold grudges to them. Right now, I mean, I feel a little animosity towards them. They showed their countries and they showed them cheering and this and that. You know, when you go to every corner, you see all these Arabics or whatever, wherever they're from, Afghanistan or whatever.
Farther downtown, cello teacher Peter Louis has set up on the sidewalk near where rescue workers walk out of the still smoking ruin of the Trade Center.
I feel like I want to be like one of those plants on Mount St. Helens that comes up through the dirt, you know. I want to add something to the cityscape that isn't smoke and ashes, and we could easily spiral down into hate and negative energy, and we have to go the other way. Everybody has to do their part to be positive.
There's a handwritten note to Louis dropped in his cello case. It reads, "Thank you. I've been working for the Red Cross for the last 3 days. Hearing you was the first time I was able to find some joy in the world." Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.